This is the Digital Savage Experience Podcast, hosted by Roman Prokopchuk, bringing you all things digital marketing, tech, business, and motivation. What's stopping you from becoming relentless in all aspects of life? Are you ready to become a digital savage? Let's get into today's episode.
Hey guys, this is Roman Prokopchuk, and this is the Digital Savage Experience, episode 11, Insta Famous. So, Instagram, now owned by Facebook, is one of the best visual platforms to reach a wide variety of demographics, because up until recently, Facebook has turned into an older demo. So I would say late 30s, 40s, 50s, even 60s. So all those younger teens, 20s, early 30-year-olds migrated to Instagram and other platforms. So obviously Instagram is very visual, but there's been a lot of features added over time that make it even better to kind of penetrate a lot further in terms of reach than just the people that follow you. So one thing, obviously, is a legitimate hashtag strategy. So if you're doing personal branding or you're branding a business or a product, you want basically branded hashtags. For instance, Nike would have Nike, Nike basketball, so on and so forth. And then you want secondary hashtags, broader hashtags that basically capture a wider net and categorize your content in a wider kind of subset. Another thing, stories. Stories is something that Instagram took, obviously, from Snapchat, and adaptation basically skyrocketed. So there's now more people using stories on Instagram than on the platform of Snapchat itself. So up until recently, also, stories you can save basically to your main page and basically categorize your stories. So those stories are no longer 24 hours. They can last basically forever under a specific subheading, so you can better brand your page, you can better include content that's shorter, that is another place for somebody to see you other than basically your post's wall. Another thing in stories, so if you are doing stories, a regular 30-second clip or a boomerang or a magnifying, whatever you are doing, you should really think about using location tags and hashtags within the post. Now, I've seen a lot of success with hashtags, basically amplifying within stories and Instagram itself, as well as the location tag. If it's a very popular location, let's say you're a local business, it can drive a lot of business to the brick and mortar from that one tag. So for instance, I'm in New Jersey, so there's Rutgers University, Princeton University, Rider, TCNJ, Thomas Edison, and so on and so forth. Now, if you're, let's say, a pizza shop or a business within that town, if you put your specials on and you tag it and you add hashtags relevant to the schools around you, those hungry college kids that are on social media that are tagging things with their location are more likely than not to see your business over your competitor. So it's kind of like a really easy win. And one thing that I would recommend as well is to test different content types, because different content types connect differently with different demographics. So you might want to try a one image post, a multiple image post, a video clip, anything of that nature, multi picture tiles, so have 9 different images that combine into one, which a lot of brands and companies don't really do anymore, as kind of a popular thing when Instagram first started. But I mean, it's still worth trying. So I mean, something that may work for me may not work for you in terms of the demographic you're in or the vertical. So some big brands versus small businesses, some things may work over others, but for the most part, it kind of stays the same. So another thing that's really important if you want to get direct clients or direct sales or network is direct messaging on Instagram. It's kind of basically networking on Instagram. You have a high chance of people actually responding to you, people that you want to respond. So influencers, sometimes even celebrities, athletes, if you kind of position your message and actually add value, there's a really good chance that somebody will respond to you. So you can try all those tips, and there's a lot of other ones. So if you want some other more advanced ones, feel free to reach out to me via social or my email or a website or what have you. Call in, send in any questions or topics you may have. Until next time, take care, guys. God bless.
This podcast has been brought to you by Nova Zora Digital. Find out how Nova Zora Digital can help your company grow online. Learn more at NovaZoraDigital.com. Until next time, all you digital savages.